Espresso English Podcast, Episode 39, First Conditional. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. We use the first conditional to talk about future possibilities and their results. For example, if it's sunny tomorrow, I'll go to the beach. If it rains tomorrow, I'll stay home. There are two parts to a first conditional sentence, the condition and the result. The condition is if it's sunny tomorrow or if it rains tomorrow, and the result is I'll go to the beach. Or, I'll stay home. Here are some more examples of first conditional sentences. Notice the condition and the result. If you study this weekend, you'll pass the test on Monday. If you don't study, you'll fail. If John goes on a trip next month, he won't have time to finish the project. If we don't save money this year, we won't be able to buy Christmas presents. In all of those examples, I said the condition first and then the result. If you don't study, that's the condition. You'll fail, that's the result. But it is possible to reverse the order of the condition and result. For example, I can say, you'll fail if you don't study. You'll fail is the result. If you don't study is the condition. Here's how to form the first conditional in English. The condition is formed by if plus the subject plus the present simple. For example, if it rains tomorrow, and the result is formed by the subject plus the future with will or won't or going to. I'll stay home. If it rains tomorrow, I'll stay home. Even though both events are technically in the future, we use the present simple for the condition and the future only in the result. If it rains tomorrow, I'll stay home. Don't make the common mistake of saying, if it will rain tomorrow. That's simply not correct. It is possible to use other words in place of if in first conditional sentences. You can use when, as soon as, and unless. Here are some examples. Use when the condition will definitely happen. For example, when I die, I'll leave all my money to charity. Use as soon as to emphasize immediacy. For example, this situation is very urgent. I'll call you as soon as I have more information. And use unless in place of if not. For example, you'll fail the test unless you study. That's the same as you'll fail the test if you don't study. The word unless replaces if not. Let's study each case in more detail. Use when the condition will definitely happen in the future. Look at the difference between these two sentences. If I see Sam, I'll give him your message. In this sentence, I'm not sure if I will see Sam or not. If I see Sam, I'll give him your message. Now consider this sentence. When I see Sam, I'll give him your message. This sentence means I will definitely see Sam. So I say, when I see Sam, instead of if I see Sam. When implies certainty, and if implies uncertainty. Now let's look at as soon as. Use as soon as if you want to emphasize the fact that the result will happen immediately after the condition. For example, my feet hurt. As soon as I get home, I'm going to take off these high heels. As soon as we have enough money saved, we'll take a vacation to Costa Rica. We can't wait. I'll respond to your email as soon as I can. And finally, we have the word unless, which is a substitute for if not. For example, you won't lose any weight unless you start eating healthier food. That's the same as, you won't lose any weight if you don't start eating healthier food. I'm not going to dance unless somebody invites me. That's the same sentence as, I'm not going to dance if somebody doesn't invite me. Unless there's an emergency at work, I'll be home on time. That's the same as, if there's not an emergency at work, I'll be home on time. Again, the word unless replaces the words if and not. But the other parts of the sentence stay the same. The condition still uses the present simple tense, and the result still uses the future tense. That's just a quick overview of the first conditional in English. If you want to go into more depth about other grammatical topics in the English language, check out the Advanced English Grammar course. I'll teach you all the conditionals, all the verb tenses, and lots of details involving nouns, verbs, prepositions, adverbs, adjectives, sentence construction, and much more. Visit espressoenglish.net. Click on Courses and look for the Advanced English Grammar course. If you're a more experienced English student, I know you'll enjoy it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.